The trial of Aung San Suu Kyi concluded today with a Burmese court finding the pro-democracy leader guilty of violating her house arrest and ordering her to serve a further 18 months under house arrest. The 64-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate has already been in detention for 14 of the last 20 years, mostly under house arrest, and the extension will remove her from the political scene when the military junta stages elections next year. The sentence has drawn immediate criticism from around the world, with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown calling it monstrous. But the term was less severe than the maximum sentence she faced, 5 years in prison, and shorter than the one the court initially ordered Tuesday, 3 years with hard labor. South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu charged that the reduced sentence was not a concession. It is a manipulation of an illegal process, he said. It must not be accepted by any government. Burma Campaign UK, an activist group, has called for a global arms embargo against Burma and said the junta was determined to silence all pro-democracy voices in the country. The director of the human rights group, Mark Farminer, told John Kelly how he expects the international community to respond.
The verdict was not a surprise at all. The whole trial was a sham designed to give the regime, in their eyes, a legitimate reason for keeping her in detention. They've got their eyes on one thing only, and that's elections planned in 2010. These elections bring in a new constitution which legalizes the dictatorship's rule. So they're seeing these elections as giving them legitimacy. And the last thing they want is someone like Aung San Suu Kyi to be free and speaking out to the people of Burma, to the international community about what's really going on in the country and how the whole roadmap to democracy that the regime claim they have is a complete lie.
Do they not seem to realize that the international community almost sees through this?
Unfortunately, the international community don't see through the games that the regime are playing. Many countries have welcomed the elections next year, even though these elections will be completely rigged and bring in a constitution that actually legalizes dictatorship. At the same time, we've seen that the regime has been playing a very careful game here. They want to make sure they get Aung San Suu Kyi out of the way and silence her. At the same time, they're afraid of a strong international response and sanctions. So they ramp up the expectation of a harsh sentence, saying that she could get 5 years in hard labor. Then they pull back, giving her 18 months under house arrest. They can present themselves then as saying, look, we're lenient, we're responding to international concerns. And unfortunately, many governments will fall for that. Many observers will fall for that and say, oh, is this a positive sign? You know, they haven't been as extreme as they could have been. They might even get praise for extending her house arrest from some governments such as India, Japan, and China. So they're very good at playing this game. They've been doing it for 20 years. You have here one of the most brutal dictatorships in the world, consistently defying the United Nations Security Council, General Assembly, and other bodies, and yet have escaped any serious consequences for their actions at all. So now is going to be a real test. We saw when this trial started in May, real outrage from the international community, and it's time to see now whether they're going to deliver with real tough, concrete steps, whether they've finally woken up and understand that this is not a regime that can be negotiated with. They're going to have to be forced out of power. There's going to be tough action such as a global arms embargo, an investigation into their crimes against humanity taking place. These are the kind of things that will finally get the generals to pay attention to the international community.
Suu Kyi was found guilty of violating the terms of her house arrest by harboring an American, John Yetta, who swam across a lake to sneak uninvited into her compound. The 53-year-old man was sentenced Tuesday to 7 years, including 4 years hard labor. He reportedly suffers from diabetes and epileptic seizures.
John Yetta was given 7 years hard labor. Now, this is, another game that the generals are playing. They aren't interested in whether they've got him in jail or not. They're becoming increasingly close to the dictatorship in North Korea. And I think they see the North Koreans as a role model in some ways. And so they'll be looking at what the North Koreans did when they had the two American journalists in detention there, how they used that for leverage against the U.S. and then got the propaganda coup in their eyes of having Bill Clinton visit the country country and meet with them. So I think we can expect, unfortunately, for John Yettel that he will be used as a tool by the generals in Burma to try to influence U.S. policy, to try to persuade them to be perhaps more lenient than they have been in the past towards the generals, and try and get some sort of concessions by releasing him sooner.
From what I've read, John Yettel doesn't seem to be a very healthy man, and they have given him 4 years of hard labor. This doesn't strike me as a very as projecting a very lenient image.
I think they're aware that the main focus of the international community is going to what's going to happen on Aung San Suu Kyi, and that by not giving her the maximum sentence, you're going to get some reports saying that they have been more lenient than expected, and they will see that as a positive thing in their eyes. For John Yettel, they're giving this harsh sentence. That's designed to put pressure on the U.S. The U.S. has been the harshest critic in the past of the regime. It has the strongest sanctions. There's a policy review going on right now under the Obama administration, and they're going to use John Yettel as a tool to try to influence U.S. policy. We could expect to see something. Perhaps they will be someone that comes in from the U.S. They will probably select someone who they would see as more sympathetic to the regime, and then release John Yettel into his custody to be freed, thereby giving a sort of a U.S. opponent of sanctions sort of a credibility boost. So they'll use him as a tool. It's very, very unlikely that he'll serve any significant length of time in jail.
Just getting back to Suu Kyi for a quick moment. So what is the future now for her? Is she just going to have to serve out her time? And then at the end of that, you know, do we know what may happen?
It really does depend on what people like Obama and Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, decide to do. If the international community continues on the same path that it has been, then Aung San Suu Kyi will face another 18 months in detention, probably. We'll then see that there'll be a new facade a government there that's pretending to be civilian, but the same generals in place, all the human rights abuses still taking place. Or will we really see some tough action like a global arms embargo? The British Prime Minister, very welcome that he's today called on the Security Council to pass a global arms embargo. That's the kind of thing that's going to make the generals in Burma pay attention. The threat of a global arms embargo, the threat of international criminal prosecution, this is leverage that someone like Ban Ki-moon could use if he went to Burma and really, you know, threatened them with serious consequences. But unfortunately, when Ban Ki-moon went a month ago to Burma, it was the softly, softly diplomacy that the UN has always used on Burma and that has completely failed for the past 20 years. We didn't see any new approach there. Perhaps now we'll see a new approach, but to be honest, we're not optimistic.
And thanks there to the director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, speaking there with my colleague, John Kelly.